What do you usually have on the food, on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper and vinegar.
Okay.
Different kinds of spices.
If there's a bowl of fruit, you know, on the table, mm-hmm. say there was peaches and apples, and somebody offers you a peach, and you say, no, I don't want a peach, give me
an apple.
Okay. And you might say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
The others.
Okay, or one of what boys?
Oh, you want me to use a name?
No, don't use a name. It wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of...
Those boys.
Okay, yeah. Somebody comes up to the door and asks for Mr. Jones or something like that, and you say, oh, he doesn't live here, he lives...
Across the street.
Okay, or...
At the corner.
Or not less specific, you might just say he lives...
Further away.
Okay. And further than that, you might say he lives...
He lives about 2 or 3 miles down.
Okay. And you might say, don't do it that way, do it...
This way.
Okay. And if somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what would you say to him to make him repeat it?
Please repeat what Jesus is saying.
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, then he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man...
When he hasn't got anything.
Okay. And if he hasn't got anything, you'd say he sure is...
In a bad fix.
Okay. Which is one word of saying he doesn't have any money. He's not rich. He's...
Poor.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have a...
An orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody, if you know, you're walking along, you see an orchard, and you say, some guy, you say, is that your orchard? And he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he points to somebody else, and he says, he's the man. What?
The Jacket owns the orchard.
Okay. You might say, my mother's not a nurse, but I have a friend.
Who's a registered nurse?
Okay, but you're not talking about the friend, you're talking about her mother. So my mother's not a nurse, but I have a friend.
Who has a mother, who's a nurse.
Okay, okay. What do you call the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
The seed.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. And there's two kinds of peaches, basically. There's the kind that you can break open and the seed just sort of falls out, mm-hmm. and there's the kind that you have to cut the seed out.
Well, the one that you have to break open is an Alberta peach.
Okay.
And they're very sweet.
Yeah. Do you have another name for any kind of peach?
And those little small ones, they call them sweet peaches. Mm-hmm. They're not as big as, they're almost as big as a plum.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They call them sweet peaches.
After you've eaten an apple, the part that you throw away is?
The cord.
Okay. And when you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, then you're making?
Dry fruit.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called snits?
No.
Okay. What do you call the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Okay. Any other names?
That's the only thing I know.
Okay. What other kind of nuts can you buy in the store?
Let's see. Almonds, pecans, okay. Nigger toes.
Okay.
Walnuts.
Okay. You know, when a walnut, the part on the outside of a walnut that's real hard, what do you call it?
A shell.
Okay. And then when it first falls off the tree, there's a green thing on the outside of the shell.
Mm-hmm. That's a crust.
Okay. What do you call that kind of fruit that's about this big and it's not a lemon, it's not a grapefruit, but it's a...
Avocado.
Well, it's a fruit, like a grapefruit or like a lemon.
Oh, wait a minute. A persimmon?
What kind of juice do you drink for breakfast?
Orange juice.
Okay.
It's oranges.
Okay. So, say you have a bowl of oranges are sitting on the table and they've been there for 2 or 3 days. And then one day you come in and there aren't any left. And you say, well, the oranges are...
All gone.
Okay. And if you had a garden out back, what kind of stuff would you grow?